Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A staggering 23 lakh candidates who appeared for the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test Undergraduate, or NEET UG, are now facing a re-examination, all because of a paper leak that has left the nation shocked and concerned about the integrity of our examination system. First, let us understand why this incident is making headlines. The National Testing Agency, or NTA, which is responsible for conducting the NEET UG, has cancelled the exam that was held on 3rd May 2026 after it was confirmed that there was a paper leak. This is a significant development as it affects not just the candidates but also the credibility of the examination process. The Ministry of Education has transferred the investigation to the Central Bureau of Investigation, or CBI, which will now look into the matter. What makes this significant is that the paper leak was traced back to a printing press in Nashik, which is one of the secure presses empaneled by the NTA for printing question papers. The leaked content then reached coaching operators in Sikar, Rajasthan, which is a major medical coaching hub, who marketed guess paper that had questions very similar to the actual paper. This is a disturbing trend as it highlights the vulnerabilities in the system that can be exploited by unscrupulous elements. Building on this, the Rajasthan Police Special Operations Group has arrested two suspects, Manish Yadav and Rakesh Mandavriya, in connection with the paper leak. The CBI will now investigate the entire chain of events, including the paper transit, financial trail, and the role of NTA-empaneled vendors. This is crucial as it will help identify the loopholes in the system and prevent such incidents in the future. Crucially, the NTA has announced that it will conduct a re-examination within 6 to 8 days and all candidates will be refunded their fees. This is a welcome move, as it ensures that the candidates are not unfairly disadvantaged due to no fault of their own. The NTA, which is a society registered under the Societies Registration Act, 1860, is structurally distinct from the Union Public Service Commission, or UPSC, which is a constitutional body. It is worth pausing here to note that the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act, 2024, provides for punishment of up to 10 years and a fine of up to 1 crore rupees for paper leaks. This act applies to all public examinations, including those conducted by the NTA, UPSC, and other agencies. The law also provides for enhanced punishment for organized cheating, which is a significant concern in high-stakes exams like NEET UG. And here is something that surprises many students: the National Medical Commission Act, 2019, which mandates a single common uniform NEET for admission to MBBS, BDS, AYUSH, and PG medical courses. This act replaced the Indian Medical Council Act, 1956, and restructured the Indian medical regulation. The Supreme Court has upheld the NEET regime as conformable with Article 14, 19, and 21 of the Constitution. Now let us turn to the historical context. The NEET UG has been a single-window test since 2016, when the Supreme Court ruled in the Modern Dental College v. State of Madhya Pradesh case that NEET is a valid and constitutional method of admission to medical colleges. The Radhakrishnan Committee, which was set up to look into examination reforms, has recommended computer-based testing and multi-stage exams to prevent paper leaks. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, it is essential to understand the institutional design of the National Testing Agency and its role in conducting high-stakes exams like NEET UG. The CBI, which is investigating the paper leak, derives its powers from the Delhi Special Police Establishment Act, 1946, and is functionally an investigating agency under the Department of Personnel and Training. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The NTA, or National Testing Agency, is a society registered under the Societies Registration Act, 1860, and was established in 2017 under the Ministry of Education. The NEETUG, or National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test Undergraduate, is a statutory single entrance for MBBS, BDS, AYUSH, and PG medical courses under Section 14 of the National Medical Commission Act, 2019. The CBI, or Central Bureau of Investigation, is a statutory body that derives its powers from the Delhi Special Police Establishment Act, 1946. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This incident highlights the importance of understanding the institutional framework of agencies like the NTA and the CBI, as well as the legal framework that governs public examinations. The Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act, 2024, is a crucial piece of legislation that you should be aware of, as it has significant implications for exam governance and administration. In conclusion, the cancellation of the NEETUG exam due to a paper leak is a significant incident that highlights the vulnerabilities in our examination system. As we move forward, it is essential to ensure that our exam processes are secure, transparent, and fair, and that we learn from this incident to prevent such incidents in the future. The implications of this incident are far-reaching, and it is crucial that we understand the systemic, federal, and equity concerns that it raises, as well as its relevance to your UPSC preparation.